Today's shiur is Daf Chaf Dalad. We're going to begin on Daf Chaf Gimel Mebeis, the last of the narrow lines. We learned in the Mishnah, the Loi B'Shemen Tzreifa, that one of the oils that you're not allowed to use to light Shabbos candles is Shemen Tzreifa. Ask the Gemara, my Shemen Tzreifa, what actually is Shemen Tzreifa? Amar Rabba, Shemen Shel Truma Shenitma. If Truma becomes Tamei, the halacha is, if somebody gave oil, truma, and that truma becomes tamei, it has to be burnt. And that's shemen tzreifa. And like the Gemara explains, by my karlu shemen tzreifa, hoyolu tzreifa aymer, it has to be burnt. Ask the Gemara, with Shabbos my tamaloi, why are you not allowed to use this oil for Shabbos candles? Because as we'll learn tomorrow, the halacha is that you're allowed to have hana from truma that's tamei that's burnt. Says the Gemara, Mitach Shemitzvah Lov Levaroi. Since a person has a mitzvah to burn this oil, Gzeirah Shemiyata, we're concerned that he's going to be anxious to get it burnt, and he'll tilt the oil to make sure it gets consumed. Amalei Abaya asks Abaya Elamiyata Beyontav Lishteri. If so, then you should be allowed to use Shemen Tzreifa for Yontav candles. Aloma Tanan, why do we learn in a Mishnah? Actually, a Mishnah that we're going to learn today in Chavtal and Mabez. Eimadlikim Beshemen Tzreifa Beyontav. If the whole reason is Shemayata, on Yontiv, there's no problem of Shemayata. Answers the Gemara, the reason they made the Gzeira Yontiv Atu Shabbos. They made a Gzeira on Yontiv because you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. Ask Tais was the obvious question. On Shabbos, why are you not allowed to use this oil? Because of Shemayata. Now we're saying that we're making Gzeira of Yontiv because of Shabbos. Isn't that a Gzeira L'Gzeira? So Tais says that it's not Gzeira, because the way it works, the Lomdus is that Yontav and Shabbos are really one and the same. Ask Taisus, if so, then all the oils that are Osir and Shabbos should be Osir and Yontav. And the only oil that we find that's Osir and Shabbos and Yontav is Shemen Tzreifa. Everything else is Osir and Shabbos and Mutter and Yontav. So Taisus says that Shemen Tzreifa is different. If somebody will see you using Shemen Tzreifa on Yontif, he can come to make the mistake and think you're allowed to use it on Shabbos also. Because it's regular good oil. The only chash is, are you going to tilt it because you got a mitzvah to burn it? People are going to say, if you're using it on Yontif, that means there's no such concern. But if somebody sees you using a not such a quality oil on Yontif, he'll realize that Yontif is different than Shabbos, and that on Yontif you may use it, on Shabbos you may not. Rav Chisda says a different reason. We're not worried about Shemayata. So why are you not allowed to use the Shemen Tzreifa? Yontiv is on Friday, and there's a halacha, which we'll discuss today, later, the fish ain't sar from Kachim Yontiv. You're not allowed to burn Kachim Yontiv. That's why you're not allowed to use this oil. So according to this mahalach, it's only on one specific Yontiv, one specific case that you're not allowed to use Shemen Tzreifa, when Yontav is on Friday. Ask the Gemara for Midik Tani Sefer, what's the next Mishnah say? Ei Madlik M'Shemen Tzreifa B'Yontav. So Mechlal, that Mishnah is discussing Yontav. The Reisha, our Mishnah, Labiyat Yontav Eskinen. Our Mishnah is talking about Shabbos. So it's not Dafka Yontav that's on Friday. On Rav Chanina Masura, the way to learn the next Mishnah is not that the next Mishnah is a new din, but rather the next Mishnah is an explanation of the first Mishnah. Ma tam kamer. The next Mishnah is explaining the first Mishnah. Ma tam ein madlikim b'shemen tzreifa b'yontif. Why are you not allowed to use shemen tzreifa when yontif comes out on Friday? The fish ain't sarfen kachim b'yontif. Says the Gemara, Tanya kavaseid Rav Chisda. We learned in a bris like Rav Chisda. Call Elush Amru Emem Likim Ebe Shabbos. All the oils that were said you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, Madlikim Ebe Yontif. You're allowed to use in Yontif. Chutz Mishemen Tzreifa, except for Shemen Tzreifa, Lefish Ain Sarf and Kach Be Yontif. Ask Taisus the obvious question. Here it says that you can't use it on Shabbos either. How did Rav Chisda explain? Rav Chisda just explained that the only time Shemen Tzreifa is Osir is on Shabbos. That's on Friday. So the Gemara is trying to bring a raya from the Braisa to Rav Chisda, but the Braisa says different than Rav Chisda. So Taisa says you have to change Pshat in the Braisa.
I'll show you the Taisus Teretz inside. The Taisus Danya Kavasir of Chizda. Vishlem the Hachikam. This is the way you have to learn Peshat in the Braisa. Kol Eilu Shamer Eim Medlikim B'Shabbos. All the oils that we say you're not allowed to use in Shabbos, Medlikim B'Miyantav, you can use in Yantav. The Koshken Oysen Shemedlikim B'Shabbos. If oil is permissible on Shabbos, certainly B'Medlikim B'Miyantav, it's permissible on Yantav. Except, Chutz Mishevin Shreifa, Shabbi Shemedlikim B'Shabbos. Even though you're allowed to use it in Shabbos, Eim Medlikim B'Yantav, you're not allowed to use it in Yantav. Begins the Gemara. We go back to Chanukah. Yibaylu malis lahaskus shel Chanukah v'berachas hamazon. What's the halacha do we say ala nisim in berachas hamazon? So first off, Taisa asks a question on the Seder of the Gemara. What happened was first we had the Mishnah that told us about the oils and Shabbos, the oils and wicks. Then we began the sugya of Chanukah. Now we interrupted the sugya. We're talking about Shem and Sreifa. And now we're going back to Chanukah. Asked Taisus, wouldn't it make sense to first finish learning Chanukah and then start explaining the Mishnah? And Taisus doesn't say an answer. The Rashba explains the answer is as follows. What did we say earlier in the Gemara? That on Chanukah, all the concerns we had with oils and wicks from Shabbos, we don't have a Chanukah. Why don't we have those concerns? Because Chanukah kofsa ein zakekla. As soon as you light it, even if it goes out, there's no problem. So I'm not worried about Shemayata. But now that we learned that Shem and Sreifa, there is a new concern of Shemayata. Why? Because in your eagerness to get the mitzvah accomplished, you may tilt the oil. That, says the Rashba, would apply by Chanukah candles also. And according to Rashba, you would not be allowed to use Shem and Sreifa for Chanukah candles. And that's why Shem and Sreifa was brought in the middle of the sugya of Chanukah. So the Gemara... Are you allowed to use Shem and Sreifa for Chanukah candles? I think you're not allowed to. I think you're talking not allowed to. We don't have it because... the next shot... Now... The Gemara asks about Al Nisim by Birchas Hamazon. What about Al Nisim by Tefillah? Al Nisim by Tefillah, the Gemara assumes for sure you have to say it, which is, we're going to learn, of course, the halacha. Why is it more simple to the Gemara that we say Al Nisim by Tefillah than by benching? So there are two reasons that the Mefarshim give. One is, what is the point of Al Nisim? Pursumi Nisa. Where is there a Pursumi Nisa? By Tefillah. We daven with a tzibur, so there's a Pursumi Nisa. But when I'm eating at home. So there's no Pursumi Nisa. That's why the Gemara wants to know, is there still an inyan of Al Nisim when you eat at home Birchas Hamazon? The Sfasem says, davening, you have to daven on Chanukah. So it makes sense that you should have to say Al Nisim by davening. But there is no Chiyav on Chanukah to eat a Suda. That's why the Gemara says, and we're going to see that the Gemara speaks about that, so since there's no Chiyav to eat a Suda, so even if you did eat a Suda and you did wash, the Gemara wants to know, do you have to say Al Nisim and Birchas Hamazon? And that's why we don't find that the Gemara should ask the Shaila by Purim. Do you say Al Nisim by Birchas Hamazon? Because that's obvious that you do. First of all, Purim, there is a Chiyav Suda. And second of all, what does it say in the Megillah? Mishpacha, Mishpacha. That the Suda's Purim has to be eaten with a group. So since you eat it with a group, it's obvious that you're going to say Al Nisim on Purim. Now the Gemara wants to know, what about Birchas Hamazon on Chanukah? And the Gemara says both sides of the Shaila. Do we say Kivin the Rabbanon who? Since the whole Yontav Chanukah is only with Rabbanon, Loimet Gwinin, we don't mention it. Idilma Mishum Pesim Nisa, since there's an Indian of Pesum Nisa, Mat Gwinin. Amr Rav, Amr Rav Chayra, Amr Rav Huna, Ein Masker. You don't have to say Al Nisim. However, in Bola Haskir, if you're going to say it, Masker Bahido. Say it in the second bracha of Noidulacha. Why? Because Al Nisim is a Haidah, thanking Hashem, so it's appropriate to say it in the bracha of Noidulah. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Ikla Lebei Rava. Savalat Gur B'Banu Yishalayim. He wanted to say it, but he wanted to say it in B'Banu Yishalayim. What was his thinking? Because Taisu explains, just like we say Yal V'Yavoy and Ritzei in the third bracha, so too he felt that anything we add in Birchas Hamazon belongs there. Amul Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, if you're going to say Al Nisim, don't say it there. Because the place to say it is like Ketfila. Just the same place that you say it in the Shemona Esrei. Mat Tefila Baida. Just like Tefila, you say it in Haida Bracha. Abrich Samazin, if you're going to say Al Nisim, you say it by Haida. And that's the Halacha. We talk to say Al Nisim and Haida. But the Halacha is also, if you skipped it, and we'll go through the Sugya, you don't have to repeat Birch Samazin. Iboiluhu. Ma'al lahaski rish chodesh b'birchas mazon. What's the halacha about saying yal v'yavim b'birchas mazon? Imtim tzlam b'chak nekod rabbonin lo tzorach. If you tell me b'chanaka, which is only midrabbonin, that's why you don't say it. But rish chodesh is the raisa. And that's why tzorach. You would have to say yal v'yavim. Oidoma. Kiven d'loy osu b'siyas malacha. Since there's no prohibition from doing work in rish chodesh, loy maskerinan. You don't have to say Yal v'yavoy in Birchas Hamazon Rosh Chodesh. So Tosfos asks a very interesting question. Tosfos says, the Gemara Masechet Megillah says that on a regular Monday or Thursday, how many people do we have go up by an Alila Torah? 3 people. On Rosh Chodesh, we have 4. Ask the Gemara, why in Rosh Chodesh do we have more than a regular Monday and Thursday? So the Gemara says, because in Rosh Chodesh people aren't working anyway, so they have time to spend more time in shul by laning. But now the Gemara says that you are allowed to work on Rosh Chodesh. So what do we do with that Gemara? So Tosfos says, the fact that you don't work on Rosh Chodesh is only a minig. It's not an ikur din, it's only a minig. The funny thing is, we don't have the minig. The only place we have the minig is, it says that women don't do melacha on Rosh Chodesh, because since they didn't participate in the Aveir of the Eagles, so they kept not working on Rosh Chodesh, which is also something that's not followed. The minig is the women don't sew on Rosh Chodesh, but they go to work. And I also saw some of the Paiskim say that even men, if they can, should avoid doing heavy work on Rosh Chodesh. But certainly, Me'ikra Din, you're allowed to work on Rosh Chodesh. So what's the halacha? Do you say Yal v'yavoy in Birchas Hamazon or not? Says the Gemara, Rav am a masker, you do say it. Rav Chanina am a ain a masker. Am a Rav Zreika, Nekoit the Rabbi Yotcha. Follow Rav's psak. The koy Rav Oishia kava say, because even Rav Oishia learned a brisa like Rav that you ought to say yal v'yava in Birchas Hamazon on Rosh Chodesh. The Tanner Rav Oishia yom sheyesh bem karban musaf. All the days that they brought a musaf kigoyim Rosh Chodesh chol shemoyd arvis v'shachris or mincha mispal shemana esrei. You should say shemana esrei v'ayim main hamur ba'avoda, and you mention yal v'yava in the bracha of Ritzei. I saw a very nice shaila. The Gemara says that Arvah Shachos Mincha Mispal Shemen Esrei. Did you say Shemen Esrei? What's the Braisa teaching us? Of course you say Shemen Esrei. You have to daven every day. Why would you think that you don't say Shemen Esrei? So the Mepharshim say, the Braisa is trying to point out that by Shachos Mincha Mairiv, you say Shemen Esrei, the long Shemen Esrei. In counter distinction to Musaf, where you don't say 18 brachas, because Musaf is only 7 brachas. Because there is a Yerushalmi, interesting, the first time I ever saw this, there is a Yerushalmi that says that when Rosh Chodesh comes out during the week, you should say all 18 brachas. And the Svar is very gishmak. We said in Masech the brachas, why on Shabbos do we say a short Shemen Esrei? Because on Shabbos they don't want to be Matriachas with a long Shemen Esrei. But if Rosh Chodesh comes out during the week, the Yerushalmi says, you could say a long Shemen Esrei. So Musaf. So our Braisa says no, that only by Shachris Mincha Mairiv would you say Shemen Esrei. Musaf, even if it's during the week, not like the Yerushalmi, like we actually do, you say a shorter Shemen Esrei. V'ayim mein amur ba'avoda, and you say Yal v'yovei in the bracha Ritzei. V'im lo yomar, if you skipped it, nachzir nesei. We learned the halachas from Masechta Brachos. That means if you remember before you finish Shemen Esrei, we learned you should go back to Ritzei. If you remember afterwards, you have to repeat the Shemen Esrei. Then by Kedusha Lakois, you don't say Kiddush. Then Yesh Ben Haskar B'Birchas Hamazon, and you do say Yal V'Yava in Birchas Hamazon. Yom Shein Ben Musaf Karban Musaf. However, days that there are no Karban Musaf, Kigon Sheni V'Chamishi, like Monday and Thursday. And the Gemara right away will ask what's special about Monday and Thursday. V'Tainis Mamodos. Tainis is a fast day. Mamodos is like this. The halach is when somebody brings a carbon, you have to come to the Beis Hamikdash to accompany your carbon. Now every day there was a carbon tamid shel tzibur brought in the morning and the afternoon. Who owned that carbon? All of Klal Yisrael from the Shkolim. Now all of Klal Yisrael couldn't be in the Beis Hamikdash every day to accompany the carbon. So they used to have mamodas. Mamodas were people that used to spend the week in Yerushalayim. They represented all of Klal Yisrael, and they used to fast and daven and learn, and they were our representatives. So those days, we're going to see what the halach is. But the Gemara stops. Sheni v'chamish Shemaya v'detayu. We said Monday and Thursday. You don't say Kiddush. You don't say anything special. Of course. What would you think? What's so special about a Monday and Thursday? Answers the Gemara. Sheni v'chamish v'sheni shaltanius. When you have Bahab. So is a Tainus. Or Mamadus. And now we go back to the days of the Mamadus. Paskins the Brisa. Arvis v'shachus u'mincha. By Arvis shachus u'mincha m'spalash min esrei. Yisutseish min esrei. V'oimim ein hamur b'shmei tefila. We say anenu b'shmei tefila. So the Brisa is saying a big chiddush. That if tomorrow's a fast day, tonight already by Mayriv, we say anenu. V'imloy omer, but if you skipped it, Aim Magzir Naisoi, you don't say, you don't have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. Veim Maskar Brichsa Mazon, that means the night before fast, you're allowed to eat. So, do you mention the fast in tonight's benching? The halacha is you don't. So, this Gemara, there's a lot to say. Firstly, the Gemara is paskening that you say at night of a fast day, Anenu. And that's why the halacha is. That the night of a fast day, even though the fast day really begins in the morning, besides Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, has a din a little like a fast day. And that's what halacha is, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that way, that if you go to sleep, let's say tomorrow's a fast day, and I go to sleep tonight, unless I have in mind that I'm going to eat before the day, I'm not allowed to eat anymore. Because the fast day really begins by night. And here the Brice is saying, say aneinu at night, say aneinu b'shachris. We know that besides for the Shlich Tzibur, we only say Anenu by Mincha. So Rashi discusses it, and Rashi says this is a Takonas HaGa'onim, because the Ga'onim were concerned that you're going to start the fast, but you won't be able to make it. So that's why the Ga'onim made up that you only say Anenu by Mincha. If you made it to Mincha, you'll finish the fast. Before that, we don't say it. Only the Shlich Tzibur, who's saying it for the whole Tzibur, where surely somebody in the Tzibur will make it, says Aneinu by Shachris. Ask Tosfos, I don't understand. What's bothering the Goyim? What's Rashi saying? That if you're going to say Aneinu in the morning, by Shachris, and you're going to say B'yom Tzoyim Tanaseinu, today's a fast day, and you end up not fasting, you look like a liar. So ask Tosfos, the halacha is, the Gemara says, let's say somebody's fasting, and then he gets invited to a meal that he has to attend. So the halacha is, Lava Adam Tanaseinu, Upareya. He could say, you know what, I won't finish today the fast, I'll make it up another day. There's a problem near Kishakrin. He already said Anenu in the morning. So how could you do it? So the simple Teretz in Tosfos is that Loiv Adam Tanisa Pareya is before you daven Shachris. You didn't say Anenu. If you Taka would have said Anenu, it's no problem. The Chasam Sofer says, you know when the Gemara says Loiv Adam Tanisa Pareya? The Gemara is going after the Takanas HaGoinim. After there was a Takanas Goinim, that you don't say Anenu in the morning by Shachris, so there's no longer a problem if you're going to break your fast of Neru Kishakrin. That's why the halach is Loiv Adam Tanisai Pareya. But Enechanami, before we had a Takanas Goinim, there would be no halacha of Loiv Adam Tanisai Pareya. But when you learn this Gemara, you have a very. What? No, why? No, the Gemara is after the Goinim. The Gemara was written after the Goinim. The Gemara is going after the Goinim. The Gemara, the Loiv Adam Tanisa Pareya, was already taking in account the Takanas HaGoyinim. That's a Vichiddush. That's Chasam Sofer. Now, when you learn this Gemara, you have a big Kasha. The Kasha is Sfira. Rashi just said, because we're concerned that you may not make it through the fast day, you can't say Aneinu. So how could you, Steichemid has the whole Arichis, how do we make a bracha on the Sfira? We got to count to 49 days. And we paskin that if you miss a day, it's all one long mitzvah. So the chances of missing a day, unfortunately, exist. So how could you ever make a bracha? So enechanami, if you'll hold it, every day is a separate mitzvah. So it's no problem. I count today, today it's the own mitzvah. But we're machmir to consider all of it one long mitzvah. So how could you make the bracha? How can you make a bracha by Sfira, according to Rashi, according to the Goyim? It's a very difficult question. The only answer they want to give is that even if you'll hold that all of Sfira is one mitzvah, what is the halacha if you do a half a mitzvah? Do you get some schar? You do get some schar. So let's say you start counting and you count for 3 weeks. You made it till 31 days. And then something happens, you don't make it. You still get schar. So since it's still somewhat of a mitzvah, we tell you to count as much as you can, even though there's a concern that you may not make it. By a neinu, there's no mitzvah to say a neinu. Sphira is a mitzvah to count the sphira. A neinu is not a mitzvah to say a neinu. It's a mitzvah to fast. The one question that's left after learning this Gemara, the many questions left, is why can't we bring a raya from this braisa to Chanukah? This braisa says Yom She'en Bem Karban Musaf. You don't say anything, and Chanukah doesn't have Musaf. So Tosfos answers Chanukah in a way is better than a day that doesn't have Musaf, and is way worse. On one hand, it doesn't have Musaf. On the other hand, Chanukah and Purim have the issue of Pesumei Nisa, which we spoke about earlier. So could be, even though there is no Musaf, Chanukah should still require Alanisim. And that's why we can't bring a raya from this price to Chanukah. Continues the Gemara. Ibailhu, Ma'ala Haskel Shechanukah Musafim. What about mentioning Chanukah on Musaf? That means, on Shabbos Chanukah we'd say Musaf. You can't have Chanukah without a Rosh Chodesh. So by Rosh Chodesh on Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh Tevis, do you say Alanisim by Musaf or not? What is the Shaila? Kim the Musaf of the day. Since Chanukah doesn't require its own Musaf, Laimat Greenin. So you don't say it by Musaf. Aydilma, Yoimu Shechai Ba'avat Tfilis. It's a day. On this day, you have to daven four Tfilis, not just three Tfilis, as on a regular day. And therefore, all the Tfilis that I have to daven today, I have to say Alanisim. So says the Gemara, Rav Huna Rav Yehuda Dami Tavayu, ain't a masker, you don't say it. Rav Nachman Rav Yochan Dami Tavayu, masker, you do say it. Omer Abaye, Rav Yosef, Hod Rav Huna Rav Yehuda, this psaker of Huna Rav Yehuda, that say you don't say it, the Rav Hu. They based it on something the Rav said. Dom Rav Gidl Omer Rav, Rosh Chodesh Chalias B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos. We know that when we lay on Shabbos, we say mafter. And we mention Mekadesh HaShabbos. You say Shabbos in the bracha on the Haftarah. What happens if Rosh Chodesh is on that Shabbos? Do you say Rosh Chodesh when you make the bracha or not? Hamafta benov b'Shabbos ain't tzarach laskus Rosh Chodesh. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Why? Shemolei Shabbos, if not for Shabbos, ain't novi Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh has nothing to do with Haftarah, and therefore you don't mention Shabbos. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh in Haftarah. Same thing. You don't say Chanukah Musaf. Says the Gemara, mi dami, hosom novi vid Rosh Chodesh like a klal. There is no haftarah on Rosh Chodesh at all. Hocha, but on Chanukah, Isa, you do say alanisim be'arvis shachris mincha. So therefore, since you say be'arvis shachris mincha, you maybe should say by Musaf also. Says the Gemara, Ella ha damya, to a different ruling of Rav. Domrach dumi omerav mincha. I'm sorry. Yontif Shchali is b'Shabbos. When Yontif comes out on Shabbos, they had a minig. Then not only by Shachris did they say Haftarah, they even said Haftarah by Mincha on Shabbos. Tosfos asks, "I as a Mishnah, you don't." Tosfos says they didn't say Mafter from Novi; they said it from Ksuvim. So now you're saying now Shabbos and Yontif are Yontif comes out on Shabbos. Is the halacha mafter b'Novi b'Mincha when you're saying Novi b'Mincha b'Shabbos of Yontif ain't tzarach lahaskel sh'Yontif? You don't mention Yontif. Why? Shemoi Shabbos ain't Novi b'Mincha b'Yontif, and not for Shabbos Mincha doesn't have Yontif. Now let's think it through. Yontif does have shaychus to have Torah because Yontif in the morning you do say a half Torah. Yet that has nothing to do with Mincha. Same thing over here. You don't say it by Chanukah, even though you say by Shachris Mincha Mariv, you won't say it by Musaf. Ask Tosfos a great question. If Rav Achduvi Amarav tells us that when Shabbos Yontif come together, you don't say by Mincha Yontif by the Brichas Haftarah, so obviously when Shabbos comes out Rosh Chodesh, you certainly shouldn't mention Rosh Chodesh by Haftarah, because Yontif has more Shachris to Haftarah than Rosh Chodesh does. So why did Rav have to tell us the halacha of Rosh Chodesh? He could have only told us the halacha of Mincha Yontif Shabbos. So Tosfos says that's exactly what happened. Chod Mechlal of Chaverta Itmar. Rav only taught the halacha of Shabbos Yontif Mincha. From that we easily extrapolated Shabbos morning Rosh Chodesh. And that's why the minig is, we don't have the minig to say Haftarah by Mincha, but there is a minig, a lot of people say the kapitel of Halu Oida Hashem Shabbos afternoon by Mincha after laning. That is Lezeicha, the mafta they used to say. However, says the Gemara, the less hechus akani shmatza, the halacha is not like this Gemara. El kahadar mevi shuban Levi. Shuban Levi says like this: Yom Kippur mishchalis b'shabbes. Yom Kippur is the one day of the year where there are five tefillas in that day: Ma'ariv Shachris, Musaf Mincha, Ne'ila. Now, what happens if Yom Kippur came out on Shabbos? Hamaspal Ne'ila Tzorch LaHaskel Shel Shabbos. You do mention Shabbos. Why? Yom Hu Shenischaya Be'arba Tefillas. It's a day that has four tefillas. Same thing. Shabbos is a day with four tefillas, and Al Nisim has to be mentioned in all tefillas. What about Rosh Chodesh Shabbos in the morning? Will you say Rosh Chodesh in the Brach or not? So the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says you will, according to this Gemara, and Tosfos says you don't, and we taka don't. Ask the Gemara. Kasha Hilchos HaHilchos, but we have a stira. Amrit Hilchos Rabbi Shuba Levi. We just said the Lachos Rabbi Shuba Levi, that on a day that has these tefillas, you say everything in the tefillas. On the other hand, the Kaimon Hilchos Karova, the Lachos like Rava. Dama Rava, Yontif Shechali Yisbe Yontiv is on Shabbos. Shlich Tziba Yor Lefnet Tefila Teva Arvis. Friday night, which is Yontiv and Shabbos. Ein Tzorach Laskel She Yontiv. We know we say Mogen Ovis Friday night after davening. So the question is, when you mention Mogen, when you say that bracha, the bracha main shiva, do you mention Yontiv or not? So the Halacha is, he says you don't. Why? Because Shemoli Shabbos Ein Shlich Tziba Yor Arvis Be Yontiv. Because for Yontiv alone, on a regular yontif during the week, we don't say Brach Meim Sheva. So here too, even though it's Friday night, you don't say it. But he just said that whenever that's part of today's tefillah, we have to say everything. So why don't we, according to Rabbi Shuman Levi's reasoning? Answers the Gemara, Hachi Hashti. You can't compare the two cases. Hosim, the Vedinu Dafil B'Shabbos Nami Letzorach. Really, there's no reason to say Mogen Ovis Friday night. Why? Because we know from every night. We don't say Chazor Sashatz to Meirif. Just Rabbanu Tekuni, why do we say that brach on Friday night tefillah? Mishum Sakana. It's only for Sakana. Because their shuls weren't in the city. Their shuls were outside. And we're worried that, let's say, a person will come to shul late and he'll take longer davening and everybody else will leave and he'll have to walk home alone. So that's why we prolong the davening by saying the brach main sheva so everybody can finish at the same time and walk home together. But it's not really a real tefillah. So since it's not really a real tefillah, I don't make you add yontif in it. Musaf is a real tefillah. And since musaf is a real tefillah, that's why you should mention Alanisim when you have to say musaf.
So the thing is to say is that because of a sakana, you say a bracha.
Oh, so now the question is, why do we say bracha main shiva on Friday night and we don't say it on yontif? Why, Taka, don't we say it on yontif? So there are a lot of answers. I'll tell you two. One answer is because the Gemara says, what nights of the week are there a sakana? Wednesday night and Friday night. So since those nights are particular nights of sakana, that's why we don't want people walking themselves. But Yontif doesn't necessarily come out on a Wednesday night or a Friday night. That's why we weren't masakin Brachah Main Sheva for Yontif by night. That's one teretz. But I'll tell you another very nice teretz I saw. Shabbos, they dafka davened early. Why did they dafka daven early? They knew if people will stay home after the Shkia, they may come to do Malacha. So they made up that they should start davening early. And whenever you start davening early, you're always going to have a concern that people are going to come shul late. And now we have a problem that somebody's going to come home late, is going to come shul late, finish late, and not be able to get home together. Mash ain't ken on yontif. There's no reason to daven early. Because what are you going to do? You're going to do Malacha? You're allowed to do Malacha. You're allowed to do Eichel Nefesh. So on yontif, they daven late. So since they davened late on Yontif, everybody was able to make a shul together. If they're able to make a shul together, there's no concern that people are going to come late and leave alone themselves.
Why for a sakana did they use the brocha, Shem Hashem?
Because
say something else without a brocha,
that I don't know. V'loi ba'alya, I guess that's the chshivas for sakana. Yeah. We learned in the Mishnah, v'loi ba'alya, that the Mishnah said that when we're talking about what oils are not allowed to be used for Shabbos candles, loy be'alya, that's the tail of a sheep, loy be'chelev, not with tallow. Then the Mishnah said, nocham hamadi amam madlikim mechelev mevushel, melt the tallow, you're allowed to use, cooked. Then the Chacham said, echem mevushel, echem shem mevushel, makes no difference if it's cooked or not, Eimad Likam Boy. So when we learn the Mishnah, there's obvious kasha. What's the difference between the Tanakama and the Chacham? They're both saying the same thing. Ask the Gemara, Chacham and Tanakama, aren't they saying the exact same thing? Answers the Gemara, Ikibnayu, the Rabruna Marav. If you remember, when we began the Perek, we learned the Shaila like this. What's going to be the halacha if you have oil that's prohibited, but you mix in a little good oil? So with Machlaikis, will that make it okay or not? That's the machlokes between the Tanakama and the Chacham is. One says that you're not allowed to use tallow under all circumstances, even when you put in some good oil. And the other mandama says, no, pure tallow you're not allowed to use. But if you put in a little good oil, it'll be all right. However, says the Gemara V'loy Misaimi. I don't know who's the one that holds what. I know one of them holds that good oil won't help you, and I know one of them holds good oil won't help you. But who between the Tanakam and the Chacham hold what, I don't know. Ask Tosfos. Tosfos says here a very important klal. Says whenever you have a machloikis and a second mandomer is saying more than the first mandomer, we could always assume that the second mandomer is the machmer. The Tanabasra l'tfuye koyasa. He's coming to be machmer. So ask Tosfos, so why don't I use the klal in our Mishnah and say it must be the Chachamim are being machmer more than the Tanakama. And then you'll know who holds what. Answers Tosfos, the only time you use that klal is when the two mandamrim are right one after another, in succession. But what happened in our Mishnah? First we had the Tanakama. Then we had Nachman Modai in the middle who said that it was a mekel. They said that cooked tallow was okay. And then we have the Chachamim. Then the rule that the second Tan is the Machmer doesn't necessarily apply. And the Gemara Taka says, well, I'm I don't know what. Who holds what? Says the Mishnah. Amen. Likum Shem Tzreif B'yontov. So, like we began the Shia today, Shem Tzreif is Truma oil that got Tamei that you have to burn. And the Mishnah says, Amen. Likum Shem Tzreif B'yontov. You can't use it for Yontov candles. So, I want to tell you something very interesting that's based on what the Mishnah just says. The son of the Drisha, it was the same person who wrote the Drisha, the Prisha, and the Sma. In the Agdoma to the Drisha, writes, I want to tell you something that my mother taught me. He says like this. On Yontif, there used to be a minig that people, that the women, did not light their candles until the husbands came home from shul. On Shabbos, they have to light the candles in the afternoon, because afterwards it's Shabbos. You can't light a candle on Shabbos. But Yontif, you're allowed to light a candle. So the minig was that they used to light the candle only when people came home from shul. And he says, my mother taught us that that's wrong. That even on Yontif, you should light the candles in the afternoon before the Zman, because that's how you greet the Yontif. So that's what he quotes his mother. Says the Chassam Sofer, I bring a raya that his mother was wrong. It says here, Eimad Likim B'Shem Tzreifa B'Yontif. So it's mashma that when did they light it? On Yontif, not on Erev Yontif. That's what the Chassam Sofer says, and that's the minig that the Chassam Sofer had, that in his family, in the Chassam Sofer, they lit the candles for Yontif by night only when the husband came home from shul. I have to make the point, obviously this is on the first night of Yontif. On the second night of Yontif, everybody agrees you only collided after the Zman. Otherwise it would be a Chana from the first day to the second day. I'm talking about Erev Yontif. So what do we do with the Drisha's mother? How do we answer her? So, but he brings down another minig from his mother. The minig, he says, is like this. On Friday night when you light the candles, he says, first light the candles and then make the bracha. Why? Because if you're going to make the bracha, you're being mekabel Shabbos. Once you're mekabel Shabbos, you can't light the candles. So therefore, that's the minig by all of Klal Yisrael. You light the candles, then you cover your, then they cover their face. So it should be oivel siyosin, and then they make the bracha and uncover their face. But in Yontif, she says there's no problem of lighting, so you can make light. You can make the bracha that the bracha should be for, and then you light it. But what happens? Once you make the bracha, it's already Yontif. That's why she could have told you to light it on Friday afternoon, and it's not a stira tal mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, I guess he didn't want to argue. Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, Eimad Likim Be'itrin, you're not allowed to use the residue of tar with Nekvoit Shabbos. It's a covered Shabbos because it has a foul smell. The Chum Matirim. B'chol Hashmanim, Chum allow you use all types of oil. B'shem Shumshmin is sesame seed oil. B'shem Nagoizim is walnut oil. B'shem Tznoinus is radish oil. B'shem Adogim is fish oil. B'shem Bekuas is like watermelon oil. B'itrin, as we just explained, the residue of tar or beneft. Rav Tarfon Omer, Emad Likim El B'Shem Zayis Bilvad, you should use only Shemen Zayis. And everybody agrees the best thing is Shemen Zayis. I saw a very interesting thing. One of the things we learned from this Mishnah is that oil exists in all substances. And radishes, there's oil. Oil exists in all substances. Why? Why is there oil in all substances? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world that there should be oil in all substances? Because the Gemara says that oil, Shemen, represents Chochmah. And the Eibishter wanted to teach us that there's Chochmah in everything. You can learn from everything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Shemen, which represents Chochmah, to exist everywhere. So we learned that you're not allowed to use Shemen Sreifa and Yontif. Ask the Gemara, my Tama, why are you not allowed to do that? Because Lefish ain't Sarfen Kachim on Yontif. You're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yontif. Ask the Gemara, Menani Mili, from where we know that you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yontif. So the Gemara says four different Mekairis. The Pasuk is talking about the Karban Pesach. And the Pasuk says you shouldn't leave over from the Karban Pesach till the morning. And the Pasuk says if you do leave over, now the question is, it says, what does it have to say? Ad Boiker another time. Shein Tamalim Ad Boiker. Ma Tamalim Ad Boiker. What does the Pasuk repeat the words Ad Boiker? But Kosu Litim Boiker Shein El Srifasai. That you should only burn it Cholomite in the morning, not on Yontif. Why? Because you don't burn Kachim Yontif. Ask Taisvis, how could you use this as Makar? If the halach is you can't burn Kachim Yontif, so Matzah Yontif, you should be allowed to burn it. He doesn't say you can burn Matzah Yontif. He says you have to wait till Cholomite in the morning. So to Rai, it's a different din. So the Ramban Taka says that doesn't mean that you have to burn it in the morning. It means it has to be burnt by the morning, but you could burn it at night. It's a big chiddush. Rashi doesn't learn that way, and Taisa doesn't learn that way. So Taisa says there are two dinim. There's one din that you're not allowed to burn kachim and yontif. There's another din that the kachim that you're not allowed to burn in yontif has to be burnt by day and not by night. But from here you see that you can't burn kachim and yontif. That's one makar. The next makar, Abayama, Amakra, Oila Shabbos b'Shabbatoi, that you're only allowed to burn the Oila from Shabbos on Shabbos, v'loi Oilas Chol b'Shabbos, v'loi Oilas Chol b'Yontif. Anything that's not from the actual carbon that was brought on Shabbos is not allowed to be burnt on Shabbos. Why? Because Ein Sarfen Kachshim b'Yontif. Rava, Amar, Amakra, Hu Levada Yoslechem. The Pasuk talks about what is permissible on Yontif. This is the Pasuk that teaches us that Melach of Eichel Nefesh is Mutter on Yontif. And the Pasuk says, Hu Levadi Yosulchem. Hu V'loi Machshirin. From there I learned that Machshir Eichel Nefesh you can't do on Yontif. What's Machshir Eichel Nefesh? The Loch is, let's say you need a knife. So you're not allowed to make a knife on Yontif. Making a knife is Machshir Eichel Nefesh. That I'm making a knife, so I should have a knife to be able to cut. That's not Mutter on Yontif. That I learned from the word Hu. Now we get what's negayah to us. Levadoi v'loi mila shalab is mana. That's b'kav v'choymer. I learned that a mila that is not the eighth day, I'm not allowed to do in Yontif. Because I learned what a kav v'choymer. So Rashi explains the kav v'choymer like this. The halacha is like this. Tzuras, if somebody becomes mitzayra, it's doicha, it supersedes doing the avoida. Why? Because a kohen who's a mitzayra doesn't do the avoida. On the other hand, Mila is stronger than Tzuras. How do I know that Mila is stronger than Tzuras? Because let's say there's a Nega in the Mokma Mila, in the place where you have to do the Mila. You still do the Mila, even though you're cutting away the Tzuras. So, and on the other hand, Avoida is Doiche Shabbos. Avoida is also Doiche Shabbos. And Mila is certainly stronger than Avoida. How do we know the Mila is doicha? How do we know the Mila is stronger than Avoida? Because if Mila is stronger than Tzaras, and Tzaras is stronger than Avoida, so Mila is certainly stronger than Avoida. But what Mila is doicha Yontif? Dafka Mila of the eighth day. So from here I see Dafka is something that is today's man, I'm allowed to do a melacha on Yontif. Masha'enke is something which is not today's man, like burning the truma. I don't have to do it on Yontif. I have no right to do it on Yontif. Rav Ashiyama, the fourth reason why ain't Sarfen Kachim B'Yontif, Shabbos and essay, there's an essay that prohibits you from doing Melacha on Yontif. There's a Lois essay that prohibits you from doing a Melacha on Yontif. There's only an essay tells you to burn the truma. The have like yontif essay v'loisasei. So yontif is an doing melacha. Yontif is an essay v'loisasei. Then essay, and therefore the mitzvah essay of burning kachim is not doich of something which is an loisasei v'asei. So, first of all, we learned four reasons. Is there a nafkamina la haloch between any of the four reasons? So there is a nafkamina. The last reason is because you're not allowed to do a malacha of burning on yontif. That's on the previous reason. What would be if you already started burning the kachim from before yontif? Were you allowed to continue on yontif? Yes, because you're not doing malacha. However, according to the first two reasons, there's an isra on yontif to burn kachim. And therefore, even if you would begin from before yontif, according to the first two reasons, you cannot burn it on yontif. Not tamglacha. There's bazundra isser. There's a new isser. The pasuk teaches us a new isser that kachim and be burnt on yontif. Has nothing to do with the malacha part. But now the question is like this: the gemara Rashi began the gemara explaining, and we see from the end of the gemara that's the gemara's kasha. Why should you be allowed to burn kachim on yontif, truma on yontif? Because there's a mitzvah to say. But what an essay doicha lois to say? So the essay of burning should be doicha the lois to say of doing melacha. So the question is like this: when do we say essay doicha lois to say? When I'm faced with an essay and I'm faced with a lois to say. So which comes first? So the melacha we know from all the shas is essay doicha lois to say. Here the essay is not a steer to lois to say. Don't burn it today. Burn it tomorrow. So what's the havamina of the Gemara to say essay doicha lois to say? The Gemara should have said, why would I want to be Mechal Yontif? Burn it tomorrow. I don't have to do it today. So the Ramban says a very big klal here. Even though I could do it tomorrow, since there's a mitzvah to do it today, saying that I could do it tomorrow is not an excuse. What you could do today, saying tomorrow doesn't take away from today's mitzvah. And there's a chiyah for today to do it, and that's why the Gemara thought that Essay Doich Eloisa say applies. One more question. We began the shiur today saying, why you're not allowed to use Shem and Sreifa? So the Gemara said Shemayata. Why did the Gemara have to say Shemayata? We just said four reasons why you're not allowed to burn Kachim Beyontif. Tysus asked the question. Oh, so Tysus answers, our Gemara is talking about Kachim. The Gemara over there that we began the Shia with was talking about Truma. So it's not sure that Truma has the same halacha as Kachim. Why doesn't Truma have the same halacha as Kachim? Because Kachim, you're not allowed to have anor when it's burning. If you have to burn Kachim, you're not allowed to have anor from that fire. Truma, we're going to learn tomorrow, you are allowed to have anor. That's why we had to have separate reasons from Truma, and we couldn't just rely on these Lamudim.